right, A's Giants coming up. He's wearing a green hat already. Sergio Romo, how are you?
Doing well. Excited to be around. You know, I've got some green hats. St. Paddy's Day. I mean, good feeling at the ballpark.
All right, so how you feeling? How's the elbow? You asked for a couple of days.
Yeah, I definitely asked for a couple of days. Just one of those things where in spring training, if you listen to your body, it'll let you know if you need a break or whatnot. And I just kind of figured I told him I needed a day or two, and we're taking it nice and easy. It's spring training. I feel that my arm strength's there, and everything else is falling into place. But, you know, I just like that little rest in between there, so that way I can make sure I'm ready to rock.
How many innings do you need down here?
I think I already have 6 now, so I mean, I don't need a whole lot more from there. I'd venture to say a couple more, you know, so that's why I wasn't too hesitant to sit there and ask for a couple of days. I feel that I'm pretty close already as it is. Just looking forward to getting back and making sure I'm healthy.
Boy, 6 already. What, are they making you a starting pitcher?
Nah, I mean, it's just one of those things where we have a routine, like a rotation, and we pitch every other day, whatnot, and it just kind of popped out that way, and I have 6 innings already. It is what it is, and I mean, I'm glad to get the work in, and I like I said, I do feel ready already. It's just wouldn't mind having a couple of days, and that's why I asked for them.
All right, sir. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Juan.
Eli Whiteside joins us on KNBR 680. Well, over in Mesa yesterday, he threw out 2 people at third base. Where were they going?
I don't know. You know, the first one was a 3-2 count, and both runners were running on the pitch, and, you know, swung over the fastball, and they were able to throw the guy out at third, Castro, and then a couple pitches later, Rizzo took off with 2 outs, but not sure what he was thinking, but you know, it was nice to get off a couple good throws yesterday.
Yeah. What do you think of Eric Surkamp yesterday?
Like he threw the ball well, you know. I wasn't behind the plate, but I was down there in the bullpen. And, you know, he's got good stuff. He's around the zone. And, you know, he's going to come out there and come at you.
Eli, what do you have to do with him? Because this is a curveball pitcher, a young pitcher. Does he have to really get the feel for it before you figure out what he's got that day?
I think he's been pretty consistent with it, you know. I haven't been back there behind the plate to catch him in a game yet, you know, looking forward to that. But, you know, he's got a good head on his shoulders. He's got good stuff. And, you know, he's got a good idea about what he wants to do out there.
All right. Where are you today on this St. Patrick's Day?
We're home here in Scottsdale. I'm going to catch Timmy today and, you know, go out there and see if we can take it to the A's.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
All right, St. Patrick's Day, A's Giants, Brandon Crawford, you're at short today.
I am, yeah. excited to play the A's, a little Bay Area rivalry today.
Yeah, growing up, you must have gotten into this a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I actually watched both teams, to be honest. I was a little bit closer to the A's, so went to a few games a year, went mostly Giants, though.
So. All right, you got the green on today, what are you going to wear?
We got the hat so far, I'll have to find something else, we'll see.
All right, how's the spring going for you? Hit a home run this week.
Yeah, it's going well. I feel good at the plate. I feel good out there on defense. It's nice to be back out playing other teams again.
Do you feel it? I say it's the halfway point. Can you feel it?
No, I mean, it's a long season afterwards, so I can't really look ahead too far, I don't think.
All right, have a good day today.
All right, thank you.